This is KCUR 89.3. Even middle schoolers are paying more attention to climate change than adults might realize. KCUR's Ellie Moxley takes us inside a science competition where students brainstorm sustainable solutions for their future.
It is a busy afternoon at Chisholm Trail Middle School in Olathe. It's the last day of school before a three-day weekend. There's a football game, and the Future Cities team keeps getting interrupted by announcements.
All right,
no.
But eighth grader Mary Glasgow has a point to make.
Okay, so basically, the reason why I keep pulling it up is because it leaves more water for the citizens because vertical farming.
It's Mary's third year competing in Future Cities, a middle school science competition that has students engineering solutions to problems cities will face 100 years from now.
Last year was building, a reliable power grid that can withstand natural disasters, and I knew absolutely nothing about it. And so all the research that went into it, I find it really interesting to learn new topics and just, expand my horizon.
This year's topic is clean water, except students don't have to imagine a future where nothing happens when you turn on the tap because it's already a reality in cities in California and across the Southwest. Closer to home, farmers in western Kansas are rationing water as the Ogallala Aquifer dries up. Eighth grader Liam McKinley tries to keep up with the latest on climate change.
Whenever I hear something about the environment and clean energy, I always try to listen in, even when my parents are talking to me.
Liam knows all about 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, the Swedish teenager who scolded the United Nations for not taking climate change seriously.
I like to see kids taking action of what might happen in the future. I like to come up with random ideas about how we can fix that, even though it may not be achievable in the next few years.
Chisholm Trail gifted teacher Dion Hobson has been coaching Future Cities teams for 10 years.
And then there are some kids, especially the particularly bright ones, who are able to see, hey, that's something that could impact me and I need to pay attention to that.
That's what makes a lot of Hobson students want to do Future Cities in the first place. It's an extracurricular activity at Chisholm Trail. Students compete in a regional science fair in January for a chance to go on to nationals. But this isn't building a baking soda and vinegar volcano.
Last year, it was providing a resilient power supply in the face of natural disaster. We've looked at stormwater management. This year, they have to identify problems with water sourcing and supply and then propose futuristic solutions.
The Future Cities competition asks tough questions about how we'll live when most of Earth's natural resources have been depleted. Already, Liam and his classmates have some good ideas.
Try not to poke holes, but I might see a little bit of a flaw with that. The water
pressure
might not be.
Quite a few kids who really are paying attention and could have a pretty pretty adult conversation about a lot of the issues that are going on in the world. We get into politics sometimes, which is a fine line.
Last year, the National Science Teachers Association published a position paper on teaching climate change that holds up the broad scientific consensus that humans are causing global warming. It says that controversies rooted in social, economic, or political arguments don't belong in the science curriculum. Oceanographer David Evans is the executive director of NSTA.
It's important for students to understand that there are sort of two separate, related but separate questions. One is understanding the climate system. Why do we experience the climate that we do? The next step of what do we do with that knowledge is really a political or social question.
For her part, Hobson says she'll sometimes share her opinion, but she doesn't try to change anyone's mind, unless...
So things like climate, where there's hard science to back it up, I don't shy away from that very much.
Because this isn't just a middle school science competition, it's the future these kids will inherit. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.